Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This episode of Giggly Squad is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. It is definitely allergy season, and if you're someone that suffers from allergies, then I'm really sorry that spring is a huge struggle for you. I'm going to be honest, it's kind of fun for the rest of us, but I know what it's like living with someone with allergies. Craig has the absolute worst allergies, and that's why he loves coming to New York City. It's literally concrete. One thing I do as a good girlfriend is always have Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues. They're hypoallergenic and allergist approved, so you can attack watery eyes and battle runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. We are very into our skincare routine, so we're not going to let anything mess it up. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on. Mother's Day is just around the corner, and Macy's has the gift guide for you. My mom is definitely a fashionista, but she also loves cooking. I love getting her something that brings in both elements, something really girly, and then I always add to her cooking sets. And Macy's just has everything in all the top gifts, from Dolce & Gabbana perfume to handbags and gifts that are already wrapped and ready to be gifted. You can shop by price from $25 and under to $100 and under. Go to Macy's.com/giftfinder. For your Mother's Day gift, remember, it's just around the corner.
Sup, gigglers?
Gary, fix the Wi-Fi.
Manifest that shit.
We can't be managed. I mean, the day just got away from me.
Sorry.
You know this is my time to shine, and you decide to do the worst possible thing and cough. Now I don't even want to do it. I don't want to do it.
What's up, Googlers? I think that's the first time I've ever done it.
Maybe you.
It makes me nervous.
Yeah, I know. I like the nerves. It like gets me started. Do you have like a just normal French right now? French manicure?
I have. Oh my God, Hannah! I have fake press-on nails on.
What happened?
I have Glamnetics on. All my nails were broken, and I had like a couple of vents that I had to go to, and I was like, I shall not go.
Have you done press-ons before?
No.
Are they not life-changing?
I was never allowed. They're life-changing. My mom would never let me do them when I was little because she was like, you'll ruin your real nails.
And you're like, I've ruined it with gel, with dip, with just being me.
Yeah. And so I'm really rebelling right now and I love them.
They look so natural. I highly recommend even ones at like Duane Reade or like a pharmacy.
Yeah.
Some of the press-ons are so good.
And I'm going to tell you something. Okay, this brand is Glamnetic, which I got from you. They stayed on a really long time. Like, yeah. I went in the ocean for a full day, and I was like, I'm going to lose so many nails.
You're like,
in here.
I stabbed multiple people in the eyes, and they stayed on.
Yeah. And, like, they don't chip.
Oh, those are the ones I gave you?
No, you didn't give them to me, but remember you had those iridescent ones?
Yes, those were static nails.
Oh.
But I do have to say, when I did Watch What Happens Live with Austin,
yeah,
I was running late and it was Zoom. And I was putting on my nails as he was announcing us.
I mean, it literally takes 10 seconds.
And then one of them, if you don't put it perfectly, it might be just slightly slanted.
Yeah.
So I had like one slanted one the whole time. But they were tortoise shell and they were dope.
I just keep the glue like in my bag in case it like pops off randomly and I have to like glue it back on wherever I am.
Are you talking about yourself popping off or the?
Yeah, pretty much.
You never know when you have to pop off.
No, you literally don't. You have, and your nails need to be ready for when you pop off so that you can use your hands.
Yes.
And like be like, hello.
Because you can't fight without your hands. Also, whenever people see me now and my nails are done, they go, oh my God, Paige would be so proud. And I'm like, you're right. I'm just do it for Paige's approval anyway.
The amount of DMs I got this week of your Instagram post being like, how stunning, how proud are you? And I'm like, no.
Okay, we have to talk about this.
She's a glowing goddess.
We have to talk about this. This photo, there was a stylist. I got professional hair, professional makeup, professional photographer, professional background. It was actually Pete Davidson's stylist, who we love, Brit.Theodora on Instagram. She's incredible. I don't know how I got the hookup.
We love that. So you're basically dating Pete Davidson.
Basically.
Yeah.
Or at least in a throuple with right. Dez. Lots of laughter. Yeah. But I do have to say, you know your girl posts tweets and stupid videos all the time.
Yeah.
And part of me was a little annoyed that, like, I posted a photo of me in a dress where I looked pretty, and I haven't gotten that kind of positive attention. My own father texted me and said, you looked beautiful.
Oh my God.
And I'm like, wait, Danny. So I put up like really well worded tweets, but I post a thotty pic and then suddenly everyone likes me again. Pretty privilege.
Tale as old as time. And that is sex sells. And it just does.
It upsets me. And it makes me want to rebel. Cause I could go two ways. I could be like, I could become a fitness like squatter.
Wait.
and blow up.
This just reminded me. I was getting off a plane today and I saw this couple, and like one of my favorite things to do is just come up with like couples, what their story is. Yeah, like mm-hmm. What is their story? And first I spotted the guy who was wearing a cutoff on the plane. And that's why I spotted him. Because I was like, in what world is this appropriate? Like, I'm not coming
did
on.
Did he do it himself?
Yeah. Did you buy it like that? And then I was like, got to see the girl he's with. Equally as fit. Mm-hmm. And my first thought was like, wow, I could never be in a fitness relationship.
You know, I was in a fitness relationship once.
When? How old were you?
With Craig from Craigslist.
You dated a guy named Craig from Craigslist?
Yeah, I met him on Craigslist.
How? For what?
I moved in. I moved in and started hooking up with the guy that had the Craigslist ad that I lived with.
When?
Oh my God. So I broke up with Jazzy, my jazz boyfriend.
Oh, right.
After like 3 years, and I'm like single in the city. I'm 23. I have like a sales job. And me and my best friend, Becca, were like, we need to move in we need a whole new friend group.
Yep.
So there was an ad, two guys, and there's four bedrooms in Hell's Kitchen.
Okay.
They were super like neat and like want to have dinner parties. And I'm like, okay, yeah. This could be fun. The guy's hot.
Yeah.
Played tennis.
Stop.
I've told you this before. But I don't think.
Yeah, I don't remember. I remember Craig's from Craigslist, but I don't remember this whole full story.
My friend was getting in from college, so I was there for like 2 months without her.
Okay.
And I like was getting along with him, but I'm not wild. I'm like, I would never.
Yeah.
But then he said he was like going to dinner with his ex, and I got jealous.
How long had you lived?
Wait, I like him.
How long had you lived there until you got jealous?
Well, the first time I met him, I had a crush on him, but I was like, I'm not going to fuck the guy I'm living with. And then it was the kind of thing where you just always wanted to be around him.
Yeah.
And then we were watching Game of Thrones. Mm-hmm. You know I liked him because I did not want to watch Game of Thrones. And I like would put my head on his shoulder while watching it. And then other people would go to bed. And then finally we like
made out.
We made out, and I remember we were so dramatic about it, too. I was like, oh, my God, like, did we ruin the friendship? And then we started secretly hooking up, and it was so hot. Everyone would go to bed, and then at, like, 5 a.m., I'd go back to my room. But it's because his roommate was a guy, so they have no idea what's going on around them. My friend comes from college to move in with us.
Yeah.
First day, we're, like, walking to dinner together, and she goes, you're fucking him.
Girls can always know. Girls always know. Girls have such a sixth sense when it comes to just sexual relations.
Like, they always say you can tell when a girl thinks your man's is hot.
Always. Always. Always.
And you guys know it. Like, you're looking at her and she's looking at you like, and you're like, And the guy's like, do you guys like tacos?
Yeah. Yeah. And like, I can tell when a girl thinks my man is hot by the way she looks at me. I literally got looked up and down this weekend by some random girl. Like, oh, so, and I just looked at her and like, we had this telepathic conversation where I was like, one step closer and I will kill you.
If I like the girl, then I'm like, if they're meant to be, they're meant to fucking be. Like, take them from me.
Yeah.
Or I might just end up becoming best friends with them and then realizing I don't like the guy. But
I don't want to stand in the way of true love.
No. So anyway, with Craig, I was deeply depressed after college because I quit tennis and mm-hmm. I was heartbroken and I didn't want to go to the gym because every time I went to the gym, I felt like a loser.
Okay.
Like, you were going to be a tennis player. Now you're just fucking going to the gym to what? Work on your fucking what? What are you doing here?
Hannah, wait, that's really sad.
Yeah, I would go to the gym and after 10 minutes, I would cry because I felt like a loser. It's called a gym strike. A lot of athletes go through it after they retire because, like, imagine every day you... I'm trying to make this fashion-y.
I go on gym strikes and I'm not an athlete.
Imagine every day you walk into Zara.
Yeah.
To buy an outfit to put together an amazing, like, spread, like magazines, photos, whatever. And then one day you're like, I have to quit fashion. And then you walk into Zara.
What's the point? What's the point?
So I'm literally going to the gym that I used to do every single day to become a champion, and now I'm just a loser.
Now you're just
so I quit the gym.
You're a narp.
Narp, non-athletic random person. So Craig was addicted to the gym. I love that I'm using a name here, but we're having fun. He was addicted to the gym, but he was, you know, very fit. And he was like, hey, you're not doing tennis anymore, but what if you did sports modeling? And I was like, interesting. Because in my head, I feel like there is, you know, they have the models like pretending they could like play a sport and it looks kind of stupid.
Interesting, Craig from Craigslist. Go on.
Yeah. Oh, no. He was very supportive. And I was like, yeah, maybe I could, because I have the technique of a lot of sports and they might want girls who actually can play the sport in it.
Right.
So I felt like I had a purpose again. So we'd go to the gym together. And I like lost weight. And then my mom was like, do you have an eating disorder? What happened? Like my mom, like I like, cause me and him were like cutting calories and like working out like crazy. And
you lived together. So it was like easy to eat.
I'd come home clean. And he like made like a healthy meal for us. And my mom was like, I don't like this at all.
No way.
My mom was like, you need like stop.
Carbs.
Like be normal. Because I guess long term it's not healthy. But we were like a super fit couple, but we were hungry.
I've been in a relationship like that before where I'm just hungry.
And also sometimes dating a really fit guy, like no matter how good you feel about yourself, when they have like a 10 pack, they always make you feel lazy.
I don't want it. I've said this multiple times. Six packs on guys make me feel bad about myself.
You said
myself.
They cheat on you.
They do. They cheat on you. And I don't want it.
We have to discuss something. We have such a fun episode, but I do have to say, I know you were on a flight today, but Instagram's been down.
I know.
And it's not down for like 2 minutes. Instagram's been down all day. I tried to upload a video of Butter like playing.
Yeah.
As I do. And it wasn't uploading. And I was like, are they against cat content? What's happening?
Honestly,
people are freaking out.
I kind of love it.
I called my mom and I said, I thought about it. Like, if we're getting hacked and Instagram just implodes,
if it's over,
I go, we would all be so much happier.
I'd be fine. I'd literally be fine. I haven't actually posted like a grid post in a really long time.
I do have to say, I feel like the less my friends post, the happier they are.
Yeah, I just don't feel the need. Like, I used to think about Instagram so differently. Like, every little thing I did, I was like, okay, well, I have to, like, post that I'm here, and I have to post that I'm doing this, and I have to post that I'm with this person. And now I love not.
But if it was officially gone, you would have no pressure even to ever think about that. And I know we can make money from it. People make money from it.
If Instagram went away and it was just TikTok, I would be fine with that.
Thriving.
Thrive.
So apparently there was a whistleblower.
Oh, really? Of what?
A whistleblower went on 60 Minutes and someone who used to work for Facebook or something and said verbatim that they know that Instagram is toxic for women. And like the images and all that, and they know how bad it is.
Did it take a rocket scientist to figure that out? Like, I could have been the whistleblower on 60 Minutes. They could have literally called me for that interview.
It was you.
Sometimes the news is so interesting. Like, I'll see a headline, I'll be like, yeah, no fucking shit. Like, oh, Instagram is bad for girls' mental health.
Okay, yeah. I think every single person knows that. Every single person.
Or I guess they've been doing stuff like purposely putting negative stuff. Actually, I didn't read the article. Des told me about it for like 2 seconds this morning. He was like, you should talk about it on Giggly Squad. Research it beforehand. I was like, sure.
Literally.
But it goes back to, I got so much positive attention from posting a pretty photo of myself. And it's kind of disgusts me.
It goes back to squirrels and rats.
I had random people I haven't spoken to in forever being like, hey, just to let you know that you look like you're doing so well. And I'm like, that photo was 6 months ago.
Also, you can take a picture at any time and post it and be miserable. Like, there are so many pictures on my Instagram. I should go through and count. Like, on my grid that, like, I remember posting it and what I was actually feeling when I took that picture or, like, when I posted it. The reason I needed to post it, whether it was for, like, a brand or, like, for my grid aesthetic. And, like, I'll go back. I'll go back to pictures.
I needed a purple.
Yeah, like, I needed something green here. And, like, I'll go back on my Instagram and, like, want to delete pictures and be like, ugh, I hate the way I look in that now. But I'm just like, fuck it. I don't give a shit.
Yeah. Yeah, so.
Real life is so much more fun.
Real life is fun. No, it's scary.
It's so scary.
But, like, at least it's real. At least.
Like, I probably had one of the most fun weekends this weekend, and I didn't post one thing about it. I didn't post one time about it. I posted, like, two outfits.
Like, I'm sorry. If you have enough time to post the whole party on your Insta story, you did not have fun.
You did not have fun. Because you have to account for the time that you go back and rewatch your story, which is more time than, like, it took to post it and capture it. I love rewatching my own story.
It's way better than anyone else's story. You just watch it like Lady Gaga. Amazing. Incredible.
Never been done before.
Show-stopping.
How was Buffalo?
Buffalo was incredible.
What was
I do have to say, just housekeeping. This weekend, I'm at Gotham Comedy Club in New York City headlining 4 shows, October 8th and 9th. Get tickets at hannahburner.com.
I love when we
Buffalo is wild. And I did say, I was like, Paige is from Albany.
And they're like, cool. It's like 4 hours away.
This is how I do my shows. So I get on a plane. Mm-hmm. For some reason, it took me to Detroit. Connecting.
Okay.
And I got very confused. And then at some point, I got a text that I was in Canada, like, while I'm on the flight. Get in, take a nap, get on stage. And I'm like, y'all, I have no idea. Are we in the Midwest? And they were like, no. And I'm like, but we're very west. And they're like, yeah, it's West New York.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, do you guys like buffalo wings? They're like, it's just called wings here.
Wait, is that a thing? It's just.
I'm like, what, like French fries? And they're like, no. Like, it's just called wings. And then I was like, do you guys go to Niagara Falls? And they were like, no. And I'm like, oh my God, is it like Times Square as a New Yorker? And they're like, yeah.
Wait, literally one of my biggest letdowns was the first time I ever went to France and realizing that French toast isn't French. And I was like, I feel lied to. I feel misled.
It's just toast there.
It's just, they don't even have it. Like, I was like, oh my God, did French toast like originate? And my boyfriend at the time was like, shut your mouth.
So these shows are starting to get like crazy. I have a joke about a guy with a backwards hat. Mm-hmm. And I'll like look at the crowd to see if there's any guy. And there's one guy and I could tell he was really tall. And I was like, are you tall? The crowd starts chanting. This is like 300 people going, stand up, stand up. Like, these are like just gigglers going out of their mind. Stand up. And I'm like, we are legit objectifying this poor man. He stands up. He's
6'9". 6'9"?
People went berserk.
Yeah. Like, ah! And the crowd goes wild.
The crowd goes wild. I got a DM from his wife after being like, hey, that was like so funny when you harassed my husband. Then there was this boyfriend who had a mustache.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, do you like his mustache? And she was like, yeah. And I'm like, okay, she's a good girlfriend because no girls actually like a mustache.
Yeah.
They want to let him feel like he has a new personality type for like a second.
Yeah. Like he's this new reinvented man.
Yes. But like, do you like mustaches on dudes?
No, not unless they're playing a police officer on Law and Order. Like, no.
Not unless we're reenacting a 70s porn scene.
Yeah. Like, I like a little bit of scruff, but like solely a mustache? No.
Yeah. Then these two girls oh my God, one of them like yelled my punchline to a joke. I didn't know how she knew it. Maybe I said on a podcast or something. And I was like, these girls can be a problem. They stay for the second show and get to the front. And they're like, we're the girls from the first show. And I'm like, oh my God, this is going to be bad.
Oh my God.
But then they ended up being hilarious. And they like were writing notes to me on receipts. So like Buffalo was wild.
Yeah. So the name rings true. Buffalo Wild Wings.
Yeah. And they love the Bills. Like,
yeah, I knew that.
I guess because they're like a small town that has their own professional team.
Yeah.
So it's not like people love it for their state. It's like if Albany had their own professional team.
Right.
So whenever anything was getting weird, I'd just be like, go Bills. And they'd be like, yeah.
They like freak out.
How far is Albany from?
It's far. It's like 4 or 5 hours.
Then why did I think they were just all next to each other upstate?
Because they basically are. Like, it's all just like upstate. It's basically the same shit everywhere you go upstate. You get a lot of snow. You get some snow days.
What do you think about you is like typical upstate girl?
Stewart's ice cream shop. Like, unless you're from upstate, you don't know what like a Stewart's is, where it's basically like our version of like delis. They're on like every corner and they have like their own brand of ice cream. But you can also like you get gas there.
Is it like a bodega?
Basically, it's like the upstate bodega.
Who's Stewart?
I don't know. But like, let me tell you, he crushes it because he has a million stores everywhere.
I love how I'm like, what about you is upstate? And you're like, ice cream.
Literally, dairy ice cream.
Tell me more about your weekend.
Okay, so I was in the great state of South Carolina, and I was there for a while, like 5 days.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and let me tell you something. I said y'all a lot, and I didn't hate it. And I even started feeling myself, like, feel like bubbling inside that I wanted to say, bless your heart, to someone. Like, I felt it inside of me.
I have a question. Are you nicer to people?
I think so.
When you go down south?
Yes. Absolutely.
Like suddenly you like ask people how they're doing and stuff.
Like I'm bubbly. Like I'm like, yeah. Oh my God, so nice to meet you. I literally, yeah. The plane rolled into New York and I felt like myself coming back and I just had like a mad face on. I was pissed off at everything and I was like, ah.
I don't know what I'm pissed off about, but I'm back in my natural habitat.
Yeah, it feels so good to be home. Like
I'm walking here.
Yeah, no, like I literally walked out. Okay, the airport also in Charleston is like an legitimate joke. Like it's not, mm-hmm. It's not an
tiny.
Airport. Yeah, it's tiny.
Yeah.
And like everyone like walks out, the sun is shining and like everyone's like cars are there to pick them up. They don't have Uber. They don't have Uber. But if you say that they don't have Uber to someone who lives there, they're like, yeah, we do. You just have to wait 4 hours for it. And I'm like, that's not having Uber.
Wait, that's my nightmare because I can't drive.
No, it's my fucking nightmare. Anywhere you go and you
get. Do they have little scooters, like little electric scooters?
No, they are like a golf cart city. Like people are just talk about pretentious as fuck. No, like people are just driving their golf carts around the downtown.
But also golf carts are unsafe. Like I know so many people have like fell out of golf carts and like broke their hip.
Yeah, it's especially when you're like with a man who's like off-roading his golf
who's
cart.
Who's drunk.
Yeah, and you're just like, I literally almost made that. I wanted to make a TikTok so bad that was like when he's like going off the road on his golf cart and then the sound is like, I'm a motherfucking city girl. Because I was like, yeah. I don't know what's happening here.
I don't even know what you meant by that. What do you mean off the road? Where are they going off the road?
Like, okay, so you can live in like a neighborhood that's like a golf carting neighborhood and everyone like takes their golf cart places.
Can you drink in golf cart?
Legally, I don't know.
Can you have a beer in your hand?
Legally,
I
don't know.
The fact that you've been doing it all weekend and you don't know is hilarious.
Yeah, that I'm unsure about. But it's just, it's so crazy going to different cities and seeing how like people live because it is so different than what you're used to. Like you can't just order Seamless. Like you can't just order food. Like you can, but not everything is open 24
hours. It'll be a debacle.
Yeah, like it's a whole thing. It's like, oh, it's 10 p.m. They're closed. And I'm like, no. Chinese food is open 24 hours wherever you go.
Gives me so much anxiety. So if you don't eat like when the stuff is open, then you just, what do you do? But they like know their neighbors. So they go next door and be like, hey, do you have any cereal?
No, literally, I felt If I needed a cup of sugar for like the pie I was baking, I feel like I could go next door. Imagine being in New York City and knocking on your neighbor's apartment door asking for a cup of sugar. You'd be immediately greeted with a taser.
They'd call the police.
Yeah, like there's no...
You'd be like, a guy knocked on my door and was like, can I have sugar? I'm like, this is a Netflix documentary. This is how my kidnapping begins.
I wouldn't answer. Like, I'd look through my peephole and be like, no. Like, get out of here.
One thing I do have to say is we are stupid. I'm particularly more stupid than you as a, like, New York City person, where I think that, like, if it's not New York City, it's New York City or nowhere, you know? But traveling to different cities, I've learned that every place has, like, a fucking cool coffee shop.
Yeah.
Like, cool restaurants and food they're known for and like a good vibe.
Yeah.
And I feel like every town is actually kind of awesome. And New York City is just like, if you want that times 4 billion and you want to be overstimulated all the time.
Yeah. It's like Charleston is so fucking cute. And like, I love going there.
Because, I mean, it's one of the number one vacation towns in the world.
Yeah. Like they have such good restaurants, but it's so different going out there. Like, okay, for example, packing to go there is one of the biggest stresses of my fucking life.
Excuse and you're a professional me. Packer.
Like, I'm podcasting up here. If the streets could shush. And no, and I'm like,
shut
I'm,
down the streets. Giggly squad time.
Like, I am a professional packer. I am a professional at like traveling and putting having outfits right together. Outfits. It's so stressful there. One, because it's October and it's fucking 80 degrees. And so like, I couldn't even do a knee-high boot situation. No, I know. Oh, I was livid. I was like, I have so many cute dresses for a knee-high boot. What do I do now? Mm-hmm. What do you guys want me to do?
No.
So it's like the weather's really nice. Their going out is very different than New York City, obviously. Like,
how?
They don't really have like clubs. Like, there's no club.
The club.
Like, there's one club, I think. And like,
they have bars.
They have bars. And, okay. like, their bars are, like, wooden. It's the only way I can describe.
I know exactly what you mean by that. I know exactly what you mean.
Made of wood. Everything is made of wood.
Yeah.
Like, it's...
Yeah. You smell the oak when
you
go
like,
in.
It's like a... I don't want to say the word grungy, but it's like, okay, for example, I was in an all-ivory jumpsuit. And let me tell you, I stuck out. And I was just like...
But I feel like you low-key like to stick out.
I love it.
Yeah. See, that would be my nightmare.
Like, I love being the most overdressed person and people being, like, uncomfortable because I'm so overdressed. It makes me more comfortable.
I like people being uncomfortable that I'm so underdressed. Like, they're like, do you have a home?
Yeah. So, anyways. But
do you need help?
I love Charleston. But, like, New York City is just... That's my home.
Oh, so you're like, this was a great vacation, but like my vibe is New York City.
It's just so much easier to live. I mean, it's so true that like the quality of life anywhere other than New York City is so much better and probably great for your mental health. But it's so easy to live in New York City.
Yeah.
Like you can get anything delivered at any time from anywhere and it could be here in 15 minutes.
I love how everything goes back to I can get food really fucking fast in New York.
Yeah, like it does.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Do you want a bra that's sexy or a bra that's comfortable? Thanks to Third Love, you can have both. Third Love was started to take all the frustration, ick, and ugh out of bra shopping. That's why they make solutions for every bra problem, aka problems. Their bras make it easy to bring back perkiness you haven't seen since high school and get smoothing you know where. And they have straps that actually stay on. Designed at their headquarters in San Francisco and made from premium materials,
They put every style through hours of wear testing on real women, including themselves, before it's given the stamp of boob approval. Comfort and support is absolutely guaranteed. Plus, whether you're a double A cup or an H cup, their virtual fitting room will help you find your perfect fit fast. They even invented half cups. No more feeling stuck in between two cup sizes that don't really fit you. It's time to get your problem solved. Visit thirdlove.com and get $15 off your first order with code PODCAST15. Summer is right around the corner, and I love those days where you're like, let me just throw on like a little mini dress and a pair of sneakers. If you love that also, then Roback just launched their new women's line, and it's our absolute favorite. Also new is their Sunrise Active Short. We absolutely love them. They're very lightweight. They're performance fabric. They're perfect for on the go, but they also have really good just like loungewear sets. Like, you have days that you want to rot on the couch, but like rotting on the couch is very different than rotting in the bed. Rotting on the couch, you need like the perfect hoodie and jogger set. Their sets are so soft, but they also have a lot of skorts, crews, active dresses that blend just seamlessly into your wardrobe, but also like you can actually go out and do things in them. Use code GIGGLY for 20% off your first purchase through the end of the week. That's 20% off hoodies, joggers, dresses, and more with code GIGGLY. Hey, Gigglers, I want to tell you not to panic the next time you have to buy someone the perfect gift. Have you tried gift mode on Etsy? First of all, let me just say, I get a lot of things on Etsy just in general, but it's so perfect for gifting because everything is so personalized and tailored to the person you're shopping for. If you haven't tried gift mode on Etsy, then definitely give it a try because it absolutely takes the stress out of gifting and you find the perfect item. All you have to do is tap gift mode on your Etsy app or Etsy.com, answer a few short questions like who you're shopping for, what they like, what are their interests, and gift mode instantly gives you curated gift ideas based on hundreds of personas. I personally like gifting myself. So if you're a fashionista, I always like to type in things like 60s fashion, or if I'm looking for a specific mini skirt, and it pops up just the most perfect curated things for myself that I gift to myself. But it's also great if you have someone in your family who's a cooking lover and you can get personalized charcuterie boards. It's perfect for everyone. So whether you need a housewarming gift or a birthday present for someone who loves pickleball, gift mode has you covered. Need to find the perfect gift? Don't panic. Try gift mode on Etsy now. I love that it's warmer weather. I love when the seasons change because the outfits change. And now we can say goodbye to jackets and sweaters and hello to shorts and t-shirts. Quince always has your lineup of timeless pieces that keep you looking effortlessly chic all year long. I loved their cashmere sweaters this winter, but now it's all about their European linen dresses. Their blouses and shorts are $30. Washable silk tank tops are timeless, and they also have 14 karat gold jewelry and so much more. I actually bought all of Craig's curtains in his living room from Quince probably like a month ago and were absolutely obsessed. The best part about Quince is all their items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands, and Quince cuts the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/giggly for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/giggly to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/giggly.
Quick, I have a couple notes.
Okay.
From last episode. I found out that thongs can cause UTIs.
Stop.
You guys, Paige is flabbergasted right now. And I'm not, I this might be a conspiracy theory, but like, that's what I heard.
Can I tell you that I have not gotten a UTI in almost like 3 months?
Why do you think? You've been peeing?
No, I like honestly haven't. I think it's because like I take those vitamins, like, and I don't take them every single day. I'll take it like randomly when I'm like, might get a UTI in this situation. Let's pop a vitamin and I'm fine. But I think like my pH matches like the pH.
If you know, now you know. Also notes, I'm getting brown nails. I feel like brown nails are in.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's because I already saw it and it's already in. Mm-hmm. But like, what do you think? Because brown used to be like you don't ever touch that. That's just, it looks like poop. Like girls are doing brown.
Girls who had brown nails in high school did drugs.
Yes. Yes, and there's hard ones.
And there's no debating that. That's not a debate. That's a fact. I love it. I love when girls do like the ombre brown. Like it gets progressively browner.
And actually, Alex Cooper's bestie, Lauren, had brown tips. And she was like, I feel like people think I have like dirt on my nails. And I said, no, I love it. I think the life is perspective. It's not poop, it's cappuccino.
And it's the way you look at things.
And that's our mental health moment.
Of the day.
Oh, also, from TikTok, I learned so much shit from TikTok because I'm apparently on mental health TikTok. I don't know what they're trying to tell me.
Sometimes the ads I get, I'm like, that was offensive to my FBI guy. So
I was like, okay, we don't have to attack me when I just woke up. But it basically, you know, everyone's like, you have to practice gratefulness and being grateful. Is there another word for it?
Gratitude.
They're like, write it down in a journal. Say what you're grateful for. I kind of feel like that's corny as shit. Like, oh, I'm grateful for family. Like, you know shit. But then I learned from TikTok that your brain cannot process anxiety and gratitude at the same time.
Say it for the laymen that are listening.
So basically, you can't, if you are practicing feeling grateful, you can't be anxious in that moment.
Wait. Have you put this to the test?
No.
Okay.
But basically, next time you're anxious, when they say write what you're grateful for, in theory, you're like, that is so stupid. But they're actually just tricking the brain because the brain can't handle multiple emotions at the same time of anxiety and gratitude.
So, like, you know, when you're about to have like an anxiety attack, not like a full blown panic attack, but you can feel yourself just getting anxious about something, you don't know what it is. And you're just like, shoot, I can feel it like in my chest and my stomach. Mm-hmm. If I just start being like, I'm so thankful for like my life and my family. And like, if I just start doing that, will the anxiousness go away, you think?
I recommend when that's happening, you take out a piece of paper. Because also when you write something down, there's this idea that it's like coming out of you and being put on the paper.
Yeah, it's the whole journaling thing.
And you guys, I understand there's kooks out there. And I understand the whole like, I'm a spiritual warrior. It can be so fucking annoying. But I'm like trying to test what's real and what's not. And Paige is also, who knows what the fuck you've been up to, you know?
Yeah.
How's your crystal?
Do you want to hear the weirdest thing about my crystal?
How is she?
Okay, so the other day I was looking for my love crystal and because I was like, oh my God, I haven't seen my love crystal in a while. Where is it? Couldn't find it. And I know where I put it. And I didn't move it. And I was like, this is really weird. I do not know where this crystal is. Like, she didn't get up and walk out. Like, where is my crystal? So like a couple days go by, maybe even a couple weeks went by and I like can't find this crystal. I go to use a bag randomly. I'm like about to go on a date and I go to use this bag and I haven't used the bag in a while. And I go to like put my wallet in it. My love crystal's in there.
What's the meaning behind it?
I don't know. I don't know. Maybe it was like, yes, use this bag. It's perfect for this outfit.
Is it possible that you got a little drunk one night?
No. No.
You brought the crystal out in another bag.
No. There's no reason on why this crystal had moved from like the area on my desk into this bag. Yeah. And also I've been Googling crystal places in New York City because I heard like if you walk into a crystal like shop, you like your body, like your soul gravitates towards certain crystals that you need. And my psychic said that like I really need more crystals in my life. And so I'm like trying to find, do you want to go with me?
I would love to go. I also think we need to get a Giggly Squad crystal.
No, I think so too.
You don't understand. I'm so into this stuff.
No, I'm so into it. I don't care if people think it's weird. I'm fucking so into crystals recently.
Did I tell you about when I went to the thrift shop?
No.
In Wisconsin. and, you know, a little summer cleaning, whatever. Mm-hmm. And I took all this stuff and I had this really cute bag that had like Marilyn Monroe's face on it. It was like very like perfect for a vintage shop.
Okay.
And they're super sometimes like too cool for school in vintage shops.
Yeah.
And basically at the end, they give you back the clothes that aren't good enough for the shop.
Right.
So I go up and they're like, sorry, this didn't make the cut.
Yeah.
And it's like, whatever, clothes that were lame. But then this purse that's gorgeous. And I was like, you guys didn't like the purse? And they were like, we couldn't take this one. And I'm like, that's weird. So I'm like spewing to my best friend. I'm like, how the fuck could they not take this purse? This purse is amazing. Whatever. I open the purse. My vibrator's in it.
No! Hannah, no! Hannah, no!
Because you know, like, when your family comes to visit and you just put your vibrator, like, in random... Like, I was literally hiding it from myself.
I hid it in a purse that
I never use. I know. And it was the perfect length. A pink, big vibrator.
I don't think anybody knows that... The Gigglers need to know this. Hannah bought me my first vibrator for my birthday. How many years ago is that?
Who knows? But all I know is I gave it to you with the confidence that you would do whatever was meant for you in your own journey. And all I know is you were just like, thank you. And I was like, you're welcome. That's all we've talked about.
We had a sincere moment like when I opened that gift and I just looked at her and I was like, thank you. Thank you so much.
Yeah, I was like, we don't have to talk about this. You don't have to tell anyone. You do you, bitch. And her whole persona has just been getting better and better.
Oh my God. I've upgraded since then.
I do have to... Oh, yeah. Good for you.
Thank you.
I do have to say, your first vibrator, it's very weird and hard to buy it yourself.
Yeah.
My first vibrator was from a friend, too. Like, everyone has that friend who's, like, a little more advanced. And in college, she got me one.
You know how, like, we randomly get sent gifts? Or not gifts, but, like, we'll randomly get sent, like, PR packages. And, yeah. Like, it'll be, like, random brands of stuff. I got sent a vibrator.
Yep.
In, like, this random PR package. And I was like, that's so, like, interesting. Like, mm-hmm. Obviously, these people knew I was never going to post this on Instagram. Like, oh, my God, thanks. I love her.
You're like, I'm not Hannah. I'm not posting dildos on my grid.
But like, I was like, wait, I can't believe they would even send this to me. Like,
yeah,
whatever. And it is like,
well, they know you're a girl with a clitoris.
Right. That's true. They're like, we think she's a human and has sex. Let's send her this. It is interesting. But yeah.
Also, I'm laughing because I was just remembering your psychic telling you were a nun in a past life.
Yeah, that's a good one. It's really my favorite.
Also, quick question. How do you feel about the trend of doing just like a braid? Mm-hmm. Like not a fancy braid, not a French braid, just literally a braid with a middle part in the front on both sides. How do we feel? Like, should I do it?
No. I think Why? If you're 25 and younger, you can do it. I've started and I never thought... Hannah, you're 30. No, I've been out walking around the town with fucking braids in your hair. Any girls that wear pigtail braids are crazy. Crazy.
I wasn't going to do a pigtail braid.
No, I know, but I'm just saying, no, I don't think it's appropriate. If you're doing like a photo shoot and it goes with the look and it's like a vibe and a look,
yeah.
Yes. If you're going out to dinner with Dez and you do two braids, he's going to get picked up by CPS. Like, they're going to think he kidnapped you. And
that
like.
So funny because every now and then he's like, are you really dressing like that? And I'm like what? And he's like. Like you're in high school. This looks so weird. But it's, you know, like you wear a crop top in the summer and he multiple times is like, I don't know if this, I can go out with you like this. I'm cute.
In the past couple of weeks and like very recently, I've been in these like online shopping moods where like, I mean, they get intense. Where like I'll pull up a laptop and a cell phone and I'll be like cranking shit out. And recently I have been finding myself wanting to be more sophisticated and covered up, and I've been saying no to crop tops, never to mini skirts. I'll never say no to a mini skirt.
Well, mini skirt is different.
It's different.
But crop tops, I've kind of been getting over them too because yeah. my torso's so long that the Zara ones hit my nipple and stop yeah. there.
And I've just been feeling myself kind of growing up a little. So like any of the like certain trends that you know are only going to last a season, yeah. I'm like, oh, why bother? It's not like, I want to go more in a classic vibe.
I'm obsessed with that. You guys heard it here first. Yeah. Paige transitioning a little bit. Her fashion.
Front Page News, we are transitioning.
You go, I think I'm just going to do couture like Sutton from now on.
I have also been finding myself not doing many looks for less. A bitch gets one paycheck and I'm like, $2,000 shoes. I haven't pulled the trigger, but like sometimes I'm like, oh, I worked for this money. I'm going to buy a fucking coat.
Yes. Well, a coat is something you want to invest in. There's certain things you want to invest in. I've been like looking at purses.
It's fun.
But I'm very into like Depop or like Rebag. I yeah. like buying used stuff because I like to feel like I got
actually the. It's funny you bring up vintage shops. There's so many good secondhand stores in New York City and so many good vintage shops that like I really want to. We should do a day where we just like when it's still nice out that we yeah. can like walk around for the whole day.
But this is the thing. Manhattan vintage stores, so many are such a rip. I walked into a vintage store in the Lower East Side. Hmm. So hip, so chic. They have like an old school TV with a VCR playing Casper. Like they're just like so fucking.
Yeah.
There's a fruit, I swear to God, a Fruit of the Loom white shirt with a stain on it for $45. And I was like, Des, we're leaving. Get out.
Yeah,
like,
no, wrong? That's like, we insane. Have to
go. I just hate being ripped
yeah,
off.
Like, there's like, yeah, there's certain ones in Soho that you're like, this isn't vintage. This is just your little sister's shirt.
I feel like Brooklyn has ones where you, the whole point of vintage shopping is you get something that's like Chanel for like yeah, it's $40.
It's more like consignment. You have to go to like consignment shops.
Yes.
Is what it is.
You're right.
Like but I want to get.
Gigglers love a thrift moment.
Yeah. Like I want to get like a vintage Versace like pair of cool. pants from like the 70s or something like sick like that.
And what's cool about it is rarely anyone will have it.
Yeah.
Where like you're in Zara where like. Not only do other people have it, but when you post it, then everyone has.
Like, I don't need, like, a Tommy Hilfiger sweatshirt that, like, I possibly had at age 7. I want something, like, vintage fucking vintage. Yeah.
It's like how we love occasionally wearing, like, our mom's yes. or grandma's clothes. Yes. Because it's so niche and so cool.
Yeah.
I was recently joking about, like, we were joking about realistic sex before. Mm. And I was just thinking, like, when they fuck on movies how they have to break and like rip everything and I was like we wear fast fashion like we're wearing Zara that shit rips so quick but like literally Forever 21 I wear it and throw it away.
Also that's unrealistic like I think I've been in a situation one time where it was so passionate that someone like ripped my shirt but like that just isn't happening. Like, no one's, yeah, like, forcing you into your apartment door and, like, you're making out and you're throwing things. Like, that's never happened.
Also, they never shut the door behind them and that stresses me out.
No, like, you live in New York City. You shut that door, you turn that latch, and you lock it immediately.
We're in New York fucking city, bitch. No, and they will, like, straight up, like, look away from the girl and, like, knock over a lamp. Like, that was on purpose. That was just being dramatic. Leave my home decor alone, you know?
Yeah, like, what did that lamp do to you? Nothing but provide you light.
Yeah, and also if you're gonna shove me so hard that I push over something, I'm gonna be like, ow.
No, like,
ow.
Like, before you're about to, like, have sex or something, like, there's a protocol. And it's usually, like, me taking my socks off. You know, like.
If you have sex with your socks on.
I don't like it. I can't do it. It makes me feel weird.
See you in court.
Yeah, if you have sex with your socks on, see you in court. You can't. If you have sex with your socks on, you don't like your boyfriend. I'm just saying that right now. Because I have done it, and I didn't like them.
If you have sex with your socks on, you hate yourself.
Yep. If you have sex with your socks on, you're insecure, and let's talk about it. What is making you feel this way? Because let's let it out.
If you have sex on with your socks on, that's a form of self-hate mm-hmm. that no P in the V is going to solve.
Mm-hmm. If you have sex with your socks on, you got out of a very tumultuous relationship and you're trying to figure it out. And it's okay. You don't feel like you have to have sex with this person.
If you have sex with your socks on, what's it called when the blood doesn't go to the feet?
bad circulation.
Yeah, bad circulation. I knew what I wanted to say, but
okay,
I couldn't think of the word.
Okay, here's another thing. If you have sex with your socks on because you're cold, you don't actually want to have sex. You're not turned on. I've never been cold and turned on at the same time.
You can't have two emotions at the same time.
You can't be wanting to have sex and be cold. It just doesn't happen. The body doesn't function that way.
If you have sex with your socks on, you're mm-hmm. paying too much in your air conditioning bill a month.
Yeah. Yeah. If you have sex with your socks on, shut the fuck up. Like, I don't, will not take advice from you ever.
If you have sex with your socks on, you do not have a fire pedicure.
That's true. That's true. If you have sex with your socks on, you literally just want to get it over with. Like, you're not even trying to have a good time. And that's rude.
If you have sex with your socks on and you don't wear a condom,
you're married.
That's hilarious.
You're married. I feel like that's, you're just married. You're just like, okay, let's get this done. And I have shit to do.
If you care to protect your feet and not the penis.
Yeah. See you in court.
Okay. It didn't end with the climax. It's okay. Too.
But that was a good little run we had. Because that I feel fun. Strongly about it.
I do. I also am one of those, like, I can't wear just normal sweaters, like a cheap sweater. I like feel itchy in it, or like if there's a tag, it'll ruin my whole day. I have to cut it off. I've like made you cut off like tons of tags.
Yeah, I get that.
Like. It means you're sensitive, apparently. I'm trying to make that positive. It's okay to be fucking sensitive.
I can't wear tights. I get a rash.
Yeah, but growing up, I was like crazy with the line on my sock. Like if the line on my sock wasn't perfect and it was like slightly tilted, like day's ruined.
Really?
Yeah, I like was crazy with socks.
Yeah, I just, like sometimes the first thing I do right before I'm going to have sex is take my socks off.
Yeah, that's like the sexiest thing ever.
Yeah, like let's
Have you ever been with a guy who has a foot fetish?
No.
Isn't
no.
that weird? Like, we've been with hundreds of men, and we... I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
Thousands upon thousands. We've done the research for everyone.
Like, I'm going to say millions, but the way people talk about foot fetishes, it sounds like it's one in every three men, but I've never been with one who has it.
I've never been with one. Yeah, that is interesting, because we've had, like, legit long-term boyfriends before, and because I'm saying like, okay, well, maybe if you're like just hooking up with someone for like a couple months or like whatever, maybe they're not comfortable enough to let you know they have a foot fetish. But we've had legitimate boyfriends, and I've never dated someone that's like, let me do this to your foot.
I wish I did, because I feel like if my foot just makes you turned on, that's so easy.
So
like you
easy.
Just sit there and let him do whatever he wants to your foot, and he's like happy. Like I could be bloated.
Yeah, like I wouldn't be grossed out. I'd be like, cool, if that's what you're you also get to an age where like if that's what turns you on, cool.
Because even if you know he's so into you, like when you're riding him, you're still like, oh my god, do I like what's happening up here? But like if you just want to fuck my foot, I'm not like, oh, is my knuckle okay right now? Like yeah, I have hairy knuckles on my feet and he loves it.
I don't know. Okay, but here's the other thing for me. I have the most ticklish feet in America. Like it's
people love that too, though.
It's hard for me to get a pedicure. Like it's painful for me to get a pedicure.
Oh, wow.
So I actually don't know if I could be with someone who had a foot fetish, because like I can't let my own boyfriend hold my foot.
But
I'm
people
like,
have
you'll
tickling
get-
fetishes too. Have you seen the documentary Feathering?
No. Feathers? If someone had a tickling fetish, I would be their perfect girlfriend. My entire body is ticklish. Like, I can't be touched, really.
Actually, Dez is kind of like that. Like, he's one of those people, like, if I jokingly try to tickle him, he's like, oh, my God.
Yeah, like, it's not a joke to us. It's not a joke.
No, he gets
no, it's
so mad.
No, it's not funny. Like, I'll be sitting on the couch, and you're purposely trying to ruin my time. Because, like, it's not comfortable for me.
No, like, once, like, his belly button was showing, and, like, out of nowhere, I went to touch it, and, like, you'd think that the house was burning down.
Yeah. It's not a good time for us. And then, like, I will get this thing where, like, you pretended to tickle me.
Yeah.
Now I'm tickled. Like, I have the tickles, and you have to give me a second to let me get it out.
No, there's a full-on documentary called, like, Feathering, where people tickle each other and they like get off to it. I don't know. I forgot it.
Okay, so you guys know that I've been on a vitamin journey for quite a while now. I'm obviously on all different vitamins, but the one thing that remains consistent is Thorne. Thorne takes a personalized, innovative, and scientific approach to health and wellness with their supplements. They manufacture all their supplements in the US using top-notch ingredients sourced globally. Plus, they team up with the leading medical professionals to bring you highly effective nutritional supplements. I don't know if you guys have seen on TikTok all the girlies making the sleepy time drink with magnesium. If you haven't tried, you must. And Thorne makes the absolute best magnesium. With Thorne, you never have to question each supplement because they go the extra mile when it comes to quality, manufacturing, and ingredients. Thorne is definitely my go-to, and it's trusted by over 5 million customers, 47,000 healthcare professionals, and loads of pro athletes like Hannah and I. Give your body what it really needs with Thorne. Go to thorne.fit/GigglySquad and use code GigglySquad for 10% off your first order. That's thorne.fit/GigglySquad, code GigglySquad, for 10% off your first order. thorne.fit/GigglySquad, code GigglySquad. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Rewind it back to the days of chillaxing on the beach and all-day fun with spring break on DraftKings Casino. Play exclusive games like Fan Fave Rocket. The excitement is endless, the vibes are right, and the cash prizes could be huge. New players start playing with just $5 and get $100 back instantly in casino credits. Download the app and use code GIGGLY to book your one-way ticket to fun with DraftKings Casino. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.1800gambler.net. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. 21 plus. Physically present in Connecticut, Michigan, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, West Virginia only. Void in Ontario. Eligibility and other restrictions apply. One per opted-in new customer. $5 wager required. Max $100 in casino credits awarded, which require one-time playthrough within 168 hours. See terms at casino.draftkings.com/promos. Restrictions apply. Whether you need to buy or sell, or you're just obsessed with looking at homes for sale, Redfin's got you covered. Redfin updates their listings every 2 minutes so you can see new homes first. And they give you personalized recommendations based on the homes you like so you can find the home that's just right for you, whether that's a cabin, a craftsman, or a castle. With the top-rated Redfin app, you can favorite homes, share listings with others, and schedule tours, even the same day, with a local Redfin agent who can help guide you through the whole home buying process. And if you're looking to sell, Redfin agents have the experience to get you the best price possible for your home. That's because they sell twice as many homes as other agents. With a listing fee as low as 1%, Redfin's fees are half of what others often charge, which means you'll have more money to put towards what matters most to you, like your next home. In fact, last year, Redfin saved home sellers $127 million. No matter where you are in your real estate journey, Redfin can help. Download the Redfin app to get started today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
But do we have any front page news?
Oh, man. Katie Couric's banned from promoting her book on CBS.
Why?
I don't know. Do we really care?
I mean, Katie Couric, she was the person who spoke at my graduation at Wisconsin. Banned from plugging her bombshell book.
Okay, Jennifer Lawrence pregnant, flaunts her baby bump in a crop top. I am so obsessed with her. Here is why I get excited when like certain celebrities get pregnant. Because I feel like it also means I'm going to be pregnant soon. Like, you know when you... and everything relates back to me. You know, when like you watch a celebrity that like you kind of grew up the same age as them, so like you really like identified with certain things they did, and like when they had like a crazy party phase or they were in a serious relationship. Now I feel like the people that we watched in like high school and college are getting married and having babies. It's like, oh my God, we're getting married and having babies.
It's like we're happy for us. Like
we're happy for us.
We're happy for us. Yeah, I get it.
So I'm just excited about that.
It's like when I told you I got engaged on FaceTime and you started crying. You were like, that means we're going to get engaged.
Yeah.
Or you were crying because you lost your best friend to a man. But I don't know. Regardless.
It was a lot of factors. I was very excited for you. I was very sad for myself. And I just got out of like a relationship and was flailing with like
and
random
you, like,
bachelors.
Didn't love the shape that I chose. I get it.
It was a lot of things. A lot of things went through my head. Wait, can we talk about the Nick Vial and the caption thing? What the fuck happened there?
Okay, I am going on Nick Vial's podcast.
We love him. We love.
We love Nick. We love.
Okay, people are getting a little extreme. She plagiarized. She didn't put out a goddamn book. Okay.
You have to say.
She stole someone's caption.
It was a hilarious concept in general, what happened.
Right. I don't follow them as a couple. Like, I don't know their journey on, like, why people love them so much. Is it really just because he...
Their journey is that, like, he's been on, like, I think 472 Bachelor seasons.
Yeah.
And he was the Bachelor at some point, and he's never met his person. He was with Vanessa, who is now with a Silver Fox, who we stan.
Honestly, Bachelor is, like, the only reality franchise that, like, I don't know anyone. I don't watch it. I don't, like, know any of the people.
I was into it for, like, 6 years. Because girls in college got me into it. And it's fun to watch it together. It's basically sports.
It's sports for girls.
It's the playoffs for reality TV. So Nick, like, could never meet anyone. But then he started off as the villain and then became, like...
The voice of reason.
He kind
of
grew on you because he was...
Well, like, he grew up.
He grew up and he's, like, sarcastic and he got, like, way hotter.
Yeah.
And he couldn't find anyone. He has a whole dating advice podcast, still single. And then he basically meets this, like, drop-dead gorgeous 23-year-old with fun social media things they do together.
And so it was his birthday.
Yes.
And she wrote this, like, really nice sentimental caption. And then all of a sudden, people are like, we've seen this caption before.
Which is insane. Who's weirder? The person who copied a caption or the one who remembered a caption from 3 years ago from a random Instagram?
The latter.
Influencer.
The latter.
Who wrote it originally?
Okay, so it's Billie Eilish's brother's girlfriend wrote this caption. And then Nick Vial's girlfriend, Natalie, stole the caption. Look.
And can you read the part of it?
Not the best thing to do. Okay, so the girlfriend, so Natalie's caption is, "This man, you are one of the best ones, and anyone who's met you knows it too. I'm so lucky to not only share this life with you, but to love you and be loved by you. You flipped my whole world upside down and given every dream and goal a new meaning and purpose. Your sense of humor, honesty, generosity, talent, creativity, drive, heart, and passion just blows my mind. Cherishing your existence forever. You tear every classic American words.
No, but I love how that's where your brain went. You're like,
tears crying. You tear every single fairy tale to shreds. Happy birthday, baby. I love you like nothing else." Cute, right? Wow. The original caption is, instead of "this man," it's "that face. My favorite thing in the world is waking up to that face. You flipped my whole world upside down, given every dream and goal new meaning and purpose. Your sense of humor, honesty, generosity, talent, creativity." Basically, it was the whole same thing. Here's what I am getting from both of these captions. Y'all aren't in love. It's too long of a caption. Literally, when it's my boyfriend's birthday, I'm going to be like, HBD, dude, can't wait to celebrate. Like, it's too much.
Well, it makes you wonder, like, why are we trying to explain that, like, you have the most beautiful relationship? Why is that? Why are we doing that? But further fucking more, Nick responds. Mm-hmm. Nick comes by his girl's side and he goes,
as he should,
"Stop being mean to her."
Yes.
And I was like, yes. And then he goes, it was a friend's fault. She asked a friend what to write, and the friend sent it to her, which made it worse for me.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, it's like me going to you being like, what should I say for Dez's birthday?
And me sending a poem that I found online and like claiming it as
And then
my
part
own.
Of me, if I was Nick, I'd be pissed. I'd be like, so all those qualities you just listed,
do you really
you could have come
that?
Up with one unique one for me. It was like, what were, it was like funny, creative. But then part of it's kind of badass. Like, I don't give a fuck. I'm just copying and pasting some shit for my man.
Yeah, I kind of, like, if she came out and was just like, dude, yeah, I didn't know what the fuck to write. And this girl absolutely nailed it. I'd be like, valid. Fucking valid.
I'd be like, I didn't know what to write. And you guys are fucking lame for knowing that I copied that.
Yeah. Like, hop off.
Be like, did I not at least make the point? This isn't an essay. I didn't.
It's just too much. They also, the social media police, it's too much. Like, it's like, oh my god, do you have nothing better to do than like track what these people are doing? I just can't.
Oh god.
Anyhow,
what else?
Nick Cannon is trying to remain celibate until 2022. Okay, Nick, it's in like 2 months.
Because like, every time he fucks, he has a baby.
It's not that crazy. I didn't try to be celibate for as long as I was. It just happened.
That's hilarious.
Like, he's a father of seven.
Yeah, every time he fucks.
And he's 40. Baby. Confirmed that he's gone celibate on the advice of his therapist after welcoming four children with three different women in under a year. Wrap it up.
But also, it's like
they make things
celibate.
No, we've technologically had advances that you don't have to have kids if you don't want to.
Yeah. So I have a friend who is hooking up with her ex again.
Okay. Ew. Why?
It's like they dated for a long time. They gave each other time, like a decent amount of time.
Okay.
Kind of giving a shot, but she is not having sex in her vagina with him, like putting her foot down.
So what are they doing?
And I go, ha, so you're just doing anal? And she goes, yeah.
Is this a real life story?
Yeah.
There's humans out here doing this?
This is what's happening right now. So she just does anal. And I'm like, but I feel like that's even more intrusive. And she's like, if you do it right, it's amazing.
And way more fucking intimate and way more connect. Like, you have to. No,
also,
I can't.
Like, way more risk. I'd rather have a baby than accidentally shit on a man.
1,000% all day.
Because we'll never have sex again after I shit on him, or we will have sex again if I have a baby.
I've never done it, so I don't really know the ramifications, but I know that you're still having sex.
I told her I'm scared to do it because my friend in college said she leaked for like 3 days.
I'm convinced that no one actually does it, and it's just something we see in the movies. And by movies, I mean porn.
She's doing, but my thing is, I'm totally not against you having anal all the time. I actually have a lot of friends who love doing anal, but it's the fact that she's like, he can't get this pussy. And I'm like, wait, it's still like so intrusive.
It's a lot. It's just,
but I kind
weird
of love it for her too.
I mean, to each their own, who are we to judge?
But I wonder what the rules are. Like, can you not touch it?
Oh, yeah. How are you that turned on and, like, getting it on with your boyfriend and, like, not having sex the God-given way? You know?
Okay, well, I would argue when you do it right in the butt, it slaps.
I don't know.
You're like, I was a nun in a past life.
Yeah, hello?
Can't talk to me about this.
This is against my religion.
I used to get super annoyed when you would act like prude about stuff. I'd be like, Paige, grow up. But now that I know you've been a nun, I'm like, I'm so sorry.
Yeah, I could get in trouble with the priest. And I genuinely have never done it. So I legit can't add anything to this conversation.
I love how you love saying that. You love bragging that you've never done it. You virginal angel, you.
Because you want to know why? And it has nothing to do with like being a goody two shoes. I don't have a high pain tolerance. And I know that about myself. And I'm not going to actively hurt myself. because I love myself.
So I tried it in the shower once. Don't do it. Yeah. The lubrication process doesn't work. Water's not lube. He barely got it in. And I was like,
No, so I would. I'll cry. I know I'll cry.
This is like TMI, but.
Okay, tell all the gigglers.
I told Dez I'm not going to have anal with him until we get married.
Good.
How romantic is that?
It is romantic.
And he keeps saying the date of our wedding. Like, can't wait till this date. And I'm like, why? He's like, I'm going to take her anal.
Literally. Until it's my husband's 40th birthday. That's when I'll do it.
I just like saving some stuff for marriage, you guys. Okay, speaking of the church.
Yes.
Holy shit.
What?
Do I have a dope documentary for you?
Okay.
I discovered it because Chrissy Teigen posted about it.
Okay.
It's called The Way Down, God, Greed, and the Cult of Gwen Shamblin.
What's it on?
It's on HBO Max. Okay. You have to watch it yesterday.
What cult is this?
It's called The Church of Christ.
Okay.
So she basically created a whole religion, which is like next level.
The confidence.
So much confidence. Right? But it started with a weight loss like promotion. It's called like the way down technique or whatever, where she basically goes, if, and I'm just doing her voice, when you want to eat and you're not hungry, you give that food to Jesus. And you wait until your stomach is growling, then you eat, and then once you're full, you give the rest of that food to Jesus.
Wait, I love that we're on like a southern accent. We are. I fucking love them now.
And the people were funny because so people are losing tons of weight from this diet. And the girls now, they were like, it's basically just intuitive eating, but like with religion behind it. So people were loving it. She sold over like 500,000 or like a million copies of her book. And she gets this fame. She gets this following. And then she decides to then take it one further and create a church based on it. So she's like, if you're gaining weight, you're not obeying the Lord. So everyone has to be skinny, and then it gets fucking crazy. So anyway, watch The Way Down.
Okay. Is it new?
Yes, it just came out. And then to wrap this pod up, Squid Game.
Okay, I haven't seen it yet. I haven't watched it yet. Here's the thing. Do I keep it in its original? Have you watched it?
I'm in it right now.
Okay. Do I keep it in its original language and read the subtitles, or do I watch it dubbed over in English?
Great question.
Yeah.
So Dez, we know he's multicultural. He speaks Mandarin. He understands about that stuff. He was like, hell no, we're not watching it dubbed.
Okay.
We're watching it in its language with the
subtitles.
Virgin.
That's what everyone says to do.
That's what you should, because I get distracted by like the lips not matching the words.
Yeah, it annoys me because I'm like, there's no way that's the pitch of your voice. Okay.
No, I know. I want to see how the actors actually acted it.
Yeah. Okay. So I think I'm going to start that tonight.
But you know that I don't like watching things that people are too hyped about.
I know you don't. But do you love it? It's so good.
It is so good.
Wait. How many episodes are there?
I don't know. I don't even like to look because I don't like to know when the end is near. But it is so fucking good. And it's kind of funny. It's definitely violent. But it's mostly just like gun shootings. I could deal with that kind of violence.
Okay. I can deal with that.
And
so
it's like
not
very.
I heard it was gory.
It's gory, but just with guns. Like, I don't like gory when it comes to like torture and shit.
Yeah.
I can deal with a gun.
Okay.
And then finally, if you're not watching Love on the Spectrum season 2, what are you doing?
Okay. Interesting.
Have you seen season 1?
No. I couldn't get through it.
You have to.
I saw a few episodes season 1. And I watched the trailer for season 2 and I started crying. And I was like, why would I do this to myself?
Dez cries the entire time.
Yeah, the entire time.
The entire time. But it's like happy tears.
I know.
So basically Love on the Spectrum shows people on different parts of the spectrum and you just learn how their brains are just different.
Yeah.
And dating is so hard when you're just they call it neurotypical person.
Mm-hmm.
But their issue is with social things.
Got it.
It is so incredible, and you just, you're blown away, and you, like, understand that, like, holy shit, they're just different, and it's fascinating, and you almost learn more about yourself through it, and I highly recommend it. There's Katie and Ronan. Anyone who knows them knows I stan. I'm obsessed. You're going to just love love.
Okay.
And you love love.
I love love right now. My I Hate Mentor.
Oh!
Yeah, no, my I Hate Mentor is at a halt.
Yay!
I don't know, like, when we'll pick it back up. I'm sure we'll pick it back up.
We're taking a stop.
We're going off the road for a little, and we're back to just, like, loving men and thinking they're so cute.
What if that's what we called our tour? The We Hate Men Tour.
I Hate Men Tour. Our significant others would be like, what?
I know. I have, like, mean tweets about men all the time, and Des is like, you good? And
like, I'm not like, yes. You. Oh, my God, babe.
It's not you.
Babe, not...
Everyone
on.
But you.
Yeah, not literally you.
Literally the whole world but you. There's a tweet where it's, like, men, and it's just, like, the puking emoji, and it's, like, my man, and it's, like, the hearts emoji.
No, that's legit, though, how I do feel, though. I'm like, ugh, I hate everyone.
No, I literally, I'm like, Des... I will be talking about how much I hate men. And he's like, I can hear you. And I'm like, not you. Yeah. Not one of them.
Yeah, like, you're with me. That's different.
You've been vetted.
Yeah.
Anyway, check out our merch at googly-squad.com. And what else is going on?
We're like going, we're doing our live show very soon. Like, it's like here before you know it. It's crazy.
November, mid-November.
I'm so excited for it. I met a bunch of gigglers this weekend at Craig's store, and there was like this group of girls, and they came up to me and they're like, we're so sorry, but our friend is running here. And I was like, what do you mean running here? I was like, running from where? In walks like the cutest little girl. It had like started raining, and she's like wiping the like rain off of her, and she's like, I just ran here. I was like, no, I heard. And like, it just made me so excited to meet all the gigglers.
I will be on stage and I will see someone like in a See You in Court shirt.
Yeah.
And it just makes you like so happy.
Yeah.
So we love the gigglers so fucking much. And thanks for giggling with us always.
Bye.
Bye.